Part 2.
Well, I'm glad it all ended happily.
Oh, it didn't end there. When we got back to the car, there was a car park attendant writing a parking ticket.
No.
£35 excess for being late back to the car.
I don't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. I said to him, but we were stuck in your lift for an hour.
Right.
We couldn't get back to the car in time. He looked at me and said, I'm sorry, madam, but you bought a two-hour ticket and your car has been here for 3 hours. And
really?
Then he said the one thing that really annoys me. He said, I'm only doing my job.
Oh dear. What happened?
Well, I couldn't persuade him to take the ticket off the windscreen, so Peter started to argue with the man.
Mm.
I couldn't join in. I was speechless. They argued and argued, but the man said he couldn't take back the excess ticket now. So at that point, I got very angry. I couldn't keep my temper.
Mm.
What's more, I didn't have any money on me. And then Peter said he had plenty of money and was able to pay the fine. He actually got out the money from his wallet to pay the man. Well, I went mad, not just at the man, but at Peter as well. I couldn't control myself. Usually, I can't tell people what I really think because I can usually see both sides of the argument.
You're very fair-minded.
I shouted, I screamed, I stamped my feet. It only lasted about a minute, but it had the right effect.
Good.
By now, there was a crowd around the car, and suddenly I was able to take the ticket from the windscreen, and I tore it up.
Good for you.
The man was able to disappear into the crowd. We kept saying sorry to each other. Sorry, 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 but I wasn't sorry at all. I felt great. Just for once, I lost my temper, and it worked. I felt great.